Success Match Show, broadcasting live from the Skyview Network studios.
It's a good Thursday. So the Diamondbacks have just put Archie Bradley on the disabled list. Thanks for being with us. Sports360AZ.com. We partner with the Arizona Republic AZ Central Sports. We have plenty of content on our website, Sports360AZ.com. We are Arizona centric. Things we see around Arizona. Yeah, we have a national spin. We have national guests. That's what we do. And very much looking forward to having Pedro Gomez with us today. Our weekly conversation with ESPN's baseball insider, Pedro Gomez. Mark Trumbo trade, this bit of news of Archie Bradley being sent down and who the Diamondbacks recalled to take his space. I will get into that in a minute. Also on the show today, Rick Welts is going to be with us. Rick Welts is the CEO, or the COO rather, of and president of the Golden State Warriors. There's not a better executive outside of Jerry Colangelo that I worked with or have been involved with in the business end of things. Not directly. I mean, we didn't work under the same building, but just in the years of doing sports here, Rick Welts, when he was with the Suns and ran the Suns as the president and CEO, he basically, he did a lot. I mean, he just did a lot of very, very good things. I'm happy for him. I'm happy for Steve Kerr. I'm happy for Alvin Gentry and a lot of the former Suns. Rick Welts will join us on the show today. A lot on my mind, so let's just get off and running here. Brought to you by Santan Ford. Santan Ford, where it is all about you, what's on my mind in the world of sports, by Tim Hovick and the good people at Santan Ford. Santan Ford, that is the place to take your vehicle. Next time you need to get it serviced, guys, the summer is now here, and you're all planning to get out of here. When was the last time you had your vehicle serviced? John Bernath is one of the best in the Valley, one of the best people I've come across in the world of automotive. And he runs the service department at Santan Ford. You need that oil changed or maybe something more than that. The people at Santan Ford can take care of you. It's a terrific place just to go take your vehicle, drop it off, sit in a nice lounge. They have a little dining area there. They have sports on. It's not like you're just sitting there and it's hot and the door's open. There's a vending machine and some five-day-old coffee sitting. That's not what they do at Santan Ford. So think service next time. Santan Ford, where it is all about you. Santan Ford, General Manager Tim Hovick, appreciate their support. All right, so the Diamondbacks, by the way, what a game yesterday. And once the game ended, the news came out that Mark Trumbo was traded. And I'm really surprised at how many people are not a fan of the Trumbo trade. I'll get into that in a minute. First, the breaking news, and that's the Diamondbacks have put Archie Bradley on the DL with right shoulder tendonitis. They have recalled left-handed pitcher Robbie Ray, and Robbie Ray is going to start tonight for the Diamondbacks against Matt Harvey and the New York Mets. Kind of like, hey, Archie, when you start your year, we're going to have you against Madison Bumgarner, and we're going to have you against Clayton Kershaw. Hey, Robbie, come on up. You get Matt Harvey. Come on down. You get Matt Harvey tonight at the big ballpark. It's really intriguing on that front. The trade yesterday followed a terrific game. Eric, you were there yesterday, right?
I was.
Did you stay start to finish?
I did. We used to be surprised when the Diamondbacks would come back from a bunch of runs, but now it's not just that big of a deal. So
it was 6-0 after
early,
two innings.
Very early, yep.
Like, Ruby De La Rosa was not good yesterday.
At all.
So they come back, and it's Peralta with a couple of RBIs. It's Pollock with the home run. They come all the way back and beat the Braves 9-8. A very good win.
And win the series, too, more importantly.
Well, yeah, they win the series. They take 2 of 3. They took 2 of 3 from Milwaukee. So, you know, you look at taking 4 of the last 6, and they're at 25-27. Tell me I'm not the smartest guy in the room. There's nobody else in this room, by the way. It's just me. So 25-27 for the person who said 84 wins. Hey, bring it on. I love getting the morning email of, you were wrong, big guy.
Well, you still have work to do. Let's not get the cart before the horse.
Now,
all right?
The team has screwed me up a little bit because they've blown some games. They really could be 30-27.
Thanks, Addison Reed.
Well, it's not just him. Wow. It's not just him. Vidal Nuno gives up the home run the other day against the Brewers after he pitched so well. He ran out of gas. It happens.
And Reed has pitched much better, by the way, of recent.
Well, yeah. I mean, we take it as it comes. So, 25-27 with the Mets in town tonight. The Mets have lost 9 of their last 10 on the road, but they're very good this year. They're like 4 games above .500, and Matt Harvey's a lot of fun to watch, and he's at the ballpark tonight. Now let's get into this trade. So I'm gonna go down a path where you're probably going to say I'm on the payroll on this one, and I'm not. We said on this show yesterday morning that a trade of Trumbo to me seemed likely because of the overflow of outfielders and the fact that they're getting Lamb back to play at third base. Trumbo, guys, hits the ball a mile. I get it. For those of you that hate this deal, and I put it out on Facebook, I put it out on Twitter, I think I like this deal, immediately heard how it went down. I was in the middle playing racquetball, my phone started blowing up. And so the Diamondbacks make a trade where Trumbo leaves, it frees up outfield time with Lamb at third, Tomas goes to the outfield, they still have four guys in the outfield that they've got to work with. So they still have a logjam out there. They get a backup catcher in Willington Castillo. So Willington Castillo is hitting like .160. He's doing nothing. But he's a player that the Diamondbacks, from my understanding, had some interest in when he was with the Cubs. And then he gets traded 2 weeks ago, and now he's here. They get a relief pitcher, it's fine. They get a minor league pitcher, it's fine. The guy that they get, minor league shortstop, the guy that they get, Eric and I were talking about this morning on the way up, Gabby Guerrero. When I saw Guerrero, it's, oh, okay. And I click on it. Gabby Guerrero, nephew of Vladimir Guerrero. Okay, that's kind of interesting. Has struck out a ton this year, evidently. But many, many, many people are high on Gabby Guerrero. I'm not saying he's the key to this deal. But on the surface, you save some money. You free up playing time. Trumbo's been striking out a ton. He's been swinging at anything and everything outside of the 602 zip area code. He's been swinging at the 714s and the 818s, and those are out of state. Okay, you can't be swinging at pitches that aren't inside the strike zone. Goldschmidt's been walked a ton. I feel better about having Tomas bat behind Trumbo, or bat behind Goldschmidt, than I did Trumbo. And so that alone, I like the move. Peralta, Pollock, Tomas, Inciarte, that's four outfielders that are sitting there with Lamb coming back. You can have Lamb take a day off, put Tomas over at third. Tomas has got to be in the lineup most every day, in my view. Here's the bigger part of this. They made this move on June 2nd. They pulled the trigger on June 2nd when they're in a space where, with multiple wild cards, you're not out of the race. Again, that's going to turn some of you off. You're going to be like, oh my gosh, Brad's drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm not. I don't have any paycheck coming from the Diamondbacks on this. They're 25 and 27. They're not that far away. They traded one of their assets. Trumbo should have brought back a hefty deal. If you say today this is a bad deal, I'm thinking you don't like baseball very much, because you can't judge a deal that involves prospects on day number one. You can't do it. This is one of those deals that 2 years from now, you may say, wow, this was a great move. Or, well, boy, that trade didn't work out at all. The bigger part to this is they still have a few assets that they can trade. Follow me on this. Addison Reed has pitched much better, but Addison Reed was not a Tony La Russa, Dave Stewart guy. Daniel Hudson was touching 98 the other night and just blowing people away. They're going to get back Corbin. They're going to get back Hernandez. That's two more arms in their rotation. I don't know how good they're going to be this year, but Pat Corbin was an all-star a couple of years ago. Here's Dave Stewart, the general manager of the Diamondbacks, on why he made this deal.
With Tuffy going down, we were in a situation where we really felt we needed to do something with our catching situation. Not that Salty's not the answer, but, you know, we really wanted to address that area. You know, Lamb's going to be coming off the disabled list pretty soon, which is going to create more of a logjam for us. And with Yasmani swinging a bat as well as he is, you know, it created a situation where we really needed to open up some space for him.
Okay, so trading away Trumbo, here's more from Dave Stewart on why he traded Trumbo.
Mark Trumbo, in my short period of time, and you guys have heard me say it many times, is a player that I had no interest in moving. Seattle expressed interest in him, and they've repeatedly expressed interest in him. sometimes you get to a point where the timing is just right, and today was the day.
Seattle, let's take it from Seattle's view. They are desperate. Their GM is about to get fired. He's on his third or fourth manager. You're going to bring Mark Trumbull in and put him as a corner outfielder and play him at DH? That's fine. And he's going to hit you some home runs, but he's going to strike out a ton too. I think they're better in this move that they've made, the Diamondbacks are. They still have space to make other moves. Their starting pitching at some point has to be addressed. Is this Archie Bradley thing anything more than a mental rest for him? Does he need to just get away from the game? If, in fact, there's tendonitis and his shoulder is being bothered, so be it. I'm no doctor, but sometimes in baseball there's injuries that aren't as bad, and you can just say, look, you just need to get out of here. You just need to clear your head and get away from the game. That may well be what's going on here, or maybe more than that. Again, just off the surface, the Diamondbacks have put Archie on the DL, and Robbie Ray is going to start tonight. Earlier this week, someone in the organization way up said, we're going to get Robbie Ray up here, and we're going to find out what he's all about. They can make other moves, and it's only June 2nd. Multiple wild cards. Keep in the back of your mind. Rip on me later. The Suns today. Wow. They bring Frank Kaminsky's in today. Trey Lyles is in today. They're going for the big, big workouts today. That's really good. That's really good. So we'll keep an eye on that. The NBA Finals Game 1 is tonight. We'll talk with Rick Welts about that. And the NHL Stanley Cup last night, Chicago beating Tampa Bay. We'll talk about that as the show moves on as well. On the other side, Pedro Gomez will be with us. ESPN baseball analyst Pedro Gomez. What does he make out of the Trumbo deal? Archie Bradley and where the Diamondbacks are after this big move. This is not waving the white flag on this season. I really believe that there's some room here. Get some better starting pitching. Sports360AZ.com, AZ Central Sports. I'm Brad Sussmat.
Like our Facebook fan page for unique Arizona sports content from the high schools to the pros. Facebook.com/Sports360AZ. It's time to talk Arizona Diamondbacks and Major League Baseball with ESPN insider Pedro Gomez. Here's Brad Sussmat.
Obviously, a ton going on with the Diamondbacks. Archie Bradley just put on the DL. Robbie Ray recalled. Trumbo traded. Pedro has been on a world tour. We'll get into that in a minute because it sounds like you did some pretty cool stuff. How are you?
I am well. Just walked in the door here in Ahwatukee.
From?
Havana, Cuba.
Yeah, that's cool. We'll get
that's not something you get to say very often.
No. We'll get into that in a minute. I just want to run some quick things
you. Huge things going on.
So the thing with Archie Bradley, let's start there. That's the breaking news. On the DL, they are saying right shoulder tendonitis. Robbie Ray is being recalled and will start tonight. I've heard a lot about Robbie Ray. Bradley, I haven't heard anything about tendonitis till now. Maybe that makes sense for his struggles. Maybe this is a mental break for him. What do you make out of this move?
Well, it obviously could be mental, although I'd be surprised if it was mental this early. That's the type of thing where if you've been up for 3 months, 4 months, and you've never been in a big league rotation, then maybe you do need a little bit of a mental break. So that would surprise me. Shoulder tendonitis would not surprise me nearly as much because when you're a young guy and you're maybe not 100%, you're hurting, but you can still get by, the last thing you want to do is say, hey, something hurts, I need to go on the DL, unless it's serious.
Mm-hmm.
So you try to work through it as a young pitcher. And, I mean, you know, my son is down at U of A, and there's times that he's like, yeah, Dad, it's a little sore. I said, well, maybe you should say something. He's like, no, it's okay. I can get through it. So, you know, when you're unproven at a certain level, you just want to show, you know, the staff, hey, I can get through this. Don't worry about it. And let's face it, not everyone, actually, rarely is anyone 100%
sure
at any level in sports, no matter what the sport is. So, you know, you try to get through it, and if you can, you can. And if you can't, at some point, you do have to say something. And I would think, knowing Archie a little bit the way I do, that he probably was sore and just figured, it's okay, I can get through it. but eventually it was just a little bit too much.
Yeah, so they put him on the DL. Robbie Ray starts tonight against Matt Harvey. Welcome to the big leagues. Knock yourself out, Robbie. It's kind of like Archie against Kershaw Bumgarner to start the year. All right, the Trumbo trade. Your reaction to when you've heard the news that the Diamondbacks traded Trumbo?
Not surprising at all, because in spring training I had talked to some people in the front office, and they all said, we're going to probably try to get Trumbo somewhere else so that we can get Tomas in the outfield, which is his natural position. Tomas is not really a third baseman, although he's played it fairly well, but that's not his position. So I think this is something that has been on their mind for quite some time, and just probably waiting until they got a good enough offer to be able to do something, and they feel like this is the offer that that they're able to do something. So I think Trumbo was always going to be gone. I don't think there was any way they were going to keep him, not after they spent all that money on Tomas.
No, and I agree with you on that. I wasn't surprised. People are wound up that Vidal Nuño was included in the deal. Vidal Nuño has been a journeyman. He pitched well. I'm not bagging on him. But yeah, I don't know, but
he's like a 45th round draft pick, and you're right. He made it to the big leagues,
yeah.
And that alone is huge to be able to do that. But it's not like Vidal Nuño was a top five draft pick, and you're really missing out on some future star or anything. He's workmanlike and somebody that can fill in a role on a major league staff, on a major league pitching staff. But I don't know that he's ever going to be anything more than that.
See, and from Seattle's end, Pedro, we're talking with Pedro Gomez, ESPN baseball analyst. He joins us every week. On the Mariners side of this thing, this strikes as a desperate move to me. Their general manager is on his third or fourth manager. He's under heat. They're not doing much. They're not hitting worth a darn up there. They've got a high payroll. Do you think the Diamondbacks may have caught somebody in a position where the early reaction from Diamondback fans is, oh, they didn't get enough. Maybe they didn't get enough today, but if these guys work out in 2 years, it's, wow, they smoked them on this deal.
Absolutely, and that's exactly how a lot of these deals happen. That's why people go scout every single team in baseball at every level. It's because of these type of moves. Trumbo's a big bat, but Trumbo, and I like Mark a lot, but Mark never did what anybody here thought he was going to do, and certainly not what the Angels at some point thought he was going to be able to do. It just wasn't happening for whatever reason. I know that there were some changes to his mechanics, and he really resisted those a year ago. And maybe, a lot of it is, or some of it is mental. When you get people really tinkering with what has worked for you and telling you, oh, no, this will even be better. Well, hey, I put up pretty good numbers the old way. Why are we messing with this? Those are the type of things that really can mess with a person's head.
So let's go through some of these things. The Gabby Guerrero side of it, and I don't know how far down you've drilled down on any of these players. You just got off a plane from Cuba. So Gabby Guerrero, Vladimir Guerrero's nephew, many people have been high on him. Wellington Castillo is a journeyman catcher who was with the Cubs. Diamondbacks may have some interest in him on the Montero deal. So I'm looking at this deal more along the lines of the Diamondbacks traded an asset on June 3rd. They're sitting here, and again, you can hammer me on this. They're 25-27. With the era of the wild cards, not wild card, in place, you're not out of anything. And they've had some games here in the last 2 weeks where they found ways to burp up wins. 17 inning in Milwaukee, the St. Louis series, every game was one that they could have won. The National League, it doesn't seem like there's teams that are running away and hiding. You still have Addison Reed who's sitting down there. And Daniel Hudson touched 98 the other night. My point is, you can still make some moves, and you trade Trumbo on June 3rd. This is not waving the flag on the 2015-2016 season, in my opinion. Even though they're woefully short in starting pitchers, they're not that bad.
No, this was more about filling some needs. Ghost Wish is hurt. You cannot get by very long without stable major league catching. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that there was a need. There was a need, and the Diamondbacks knew that Mark Trumbo was not in their future. And, yeah, if you wait closer to July 31st, chances are you do make a better deal. But at some point, you've got to worry about right now. And right now, the Diamondbacks very well, you know, you mentioned it, wild card. Not just one, but
just
multiple wild cards.
Yep.
And if you wait another month without quality catching at the major league level, and not that Wellington Castillo is a star, but he is a major league catcher. And that's the type of move where you don't want to let the season get away from you. And very, you know, it can get away from you in about 3 weeks, 2 weeks. You go on a spell where you lose 13 out of 19. Well, that's it.
You're done.
At this point of the season, you're done. Yeah. You're done. So I think it had more to do with we need to fill a need. It may not be the best deal that we can get, but it's a good deal, and it'll stabilize a position that is very important on the field. And it'll allow us to maintain within striking distance of possibly, you know, getting hot and being able to compete for a wild card.
All right, you just got off a plane from Havana, Cuba. What were you down there for? What were you doing?
The New York Cosmos, believe it or not, remember them?
Yep, I saw them
play.
They
are back. Yeah, they are back. They are not in the they're not in MLS. They're not Major League Soccer. They're a second division team here in the U.S. They're in the old North American Soccer League, which was the league back in the 70s and into the 80s. You know, with the New York Cosmos, the Fort Lauderdale Strikers, all of those teams. They're back, and you know, they don't have a national television contract or anything, but they were able to secure an international friendly against the Cuban national team.
Cool.
And certainly, it's you know, they brought out their big gun because Pelé was on the trip. he was there, and there is no bigger name in all of soccer, and certainly not in the history of the New York Cosmos. So they made it a big deal. And it was really a big deal because you're playing in Cuba, which, you know, as we know, is the forbidden country. I mean, it's the professional teams don't play down there. The Orioles did in 1999. The last time a soccer team played down there was 1978, the old Chicago Sting.
Was this your first time? Was this your first time down there?
It's actually my third time.
Third time.
I went with the Orioles in 99 for the Republic. I went in 08 when the U.S. men's national team had to play a qualifier for the World Cup, and now this is the third time, and you know, it's always interesting for me because of my heritage.
Sure. Did you notice any change in the culture, community, the country while you were there, politically?
Yeah, you know, they're still struggling. There's no doubt that they are struggling economically, and you know, a lot of the blame they put on the embargo that the U.S. has locked down on Cuba, and I think it'll be interesting because it certainly seems, Brad, like movement is finally going toward dropping the embargo.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, you know, the Cuban government won't have a crutch because right now they can just tell their people, this is the reason that we are all struggling because of the embargo. But once that drops, well, they're not going to have that. They're not going to have that safety net anymore to be able to tell people, this is why you're struggling.
It's really interesting stuff. I'll let you go off that. I appreciate your time. Welcome back. Thanks.
Thanks, Brad. I'll talk to you next week.
Pedro Gomez with us every week, ESPN Baseball Insider and guy around the world. Havana, Cuba. That is cool. Great story there. Sports360AZ.com. We have plenty of content on our website. Stuff you see here on this show, things that we chase around the valley and around the state that we think are a little bit different, don't get quite enough attention. Sports360AZ.com. Do a lot of video work, too. Check out our site. Rick Welts is on the other side, president of the Golden State Warriors. All right, as promised, Rick Welts is with us, Warriors president and COO. It is game day, game number one in the NBA Finals, and the president of the team is making his way to a phone for us, given the fact that this hasn't happened in the Bay Area since 1975, and there are $38,000 tickets being purchased, according to what I'm reading on social media. How are you, Rick?
How are you, my friend? It's been a long time. Great to hear your voice.
It's great to hear your voice, and it's great to see you thriving and doing so, so well up in the Bay Area. Is it true that you're getting courtside seats for $38,000 online for tonight? Are you hearing that as well, Rick?
It's something unlike anything I've ever experienced before. I was just over at the building first thing this morning. Darren Revelle, the business sports reporter, was over there tracking the market for secondary tickets. That's, you know, as you know, when you're describing those numbers, those are what fans are selling to other fans, tickets they purchase from us. Those aren't being bought from us at those prices. But I think it will be, actually, I already know we're going to break some records when it comes to the price people are paying to get in the building tonight. It's been a long wait here, 40 years.
Well, and is it all Steph Curry versus LeBron James? Is it all the Warriors brand? Is it just the 40-year wait? Can you point to one reason as to why this is such a hot ticket?
I think you know the thing that's really distinguished this franchise through a lot of lean years is unbelievable fan support. When there wasn't a team of this caliber on the court, the stands were still full with amazing enthusiasm from a fan base that we think creates home court advantage second to none. It's a remarkable group of talented athletes, but also, you know, I think people sense the character of the people on this team. And if Steph Curry is the MVP for what he does on the court, he's probably could win an MVP prize or two for the kind of human being, father, husband, and son he is as well. So I think people get a sense of that, and I think it really attracts people to the Warriors team and kind of a special season that we're having.
It's a very likable team from a distance. You know, I mean,
it's an even more likable team from up close.
That's a good way to put it. The Riley Curry phenomenon, Rick. Okay. You're sitting there in your position of president and COO. You've also been, I don't want to use the term lifer around the NBA, but you've had much of a professional. Yeah. I mean, that's really what you've done. Have you ever seen anything quite like that roll in? I mean, we've seen players with kids, but not quite like Riley Curry taking over, and this day and age of social media has really helped it.
It has. It's in 2015, you know, Riley Curry can step on a national stage overnight. And we probably had more requests related to Riley than we have for Steph in the last month. But, you know, I think what people sense is just, you know, how genuine that was. It was a last minute idea to bring her onto the stage with Steph. His wife Aisha is very close to delivering their second child, so it was a way to give mom a few minutes off and let dad do the parenting responsibility. And she seemed oblivious to the cameras or microphones or anything else. She was just hanging out with her dad, and I think that's what really drew people to the scene.
A couple other questions. I'll let you go. I know it's a busy day for you. Warriors president, COO, former Suns president, and CEO Rick Welts, one of the best in the business that I've ever dealt with, joins us for a couple of minutes. Game one of the NBA Finals is tonight. Can you quantify for the fans the worldwide reach of media descending into your building for tonight?
It's unbelievable to walk around the compound that has grown around Oracle Arena. I mean, we're talking dozens of television trailer trucks, well over 1,000 credentialed media for tonight's game. It's, you know, I think, one, it's a symbol of where the NBA is today in terms of its international popularity. But I think this is the matchup that I think most sports fans, most NBA fans were hoping for, to have the team that has the best record in the league, the Warriors and Steph Curry against you know, the greatest player of the last many years in LeBron James. And it's a great storyline. It's two cities that have not had a lot of success as cities or with their sports franchises over the last many, many years. And I think there's some really fascinating subplots that as the series unfolds, hopefully more and more people will be tuning in, and hopefully a lot of them will be rooting for the Warriors.
When you left Phoenix, could you have envisioned this up there?
Well, yes, I could have. For anybody who's followed the NBA forever, this has been a franchise everyone's always looked at and said, oh, my gosh, if you could ever get this in the right ownership, primarily in management hands, sky's the limit. Fan base, the corporate base here, the lifelong enthusiasm of fans here, I think you could have envisioned it, whether it could have happened this quickly. And, you know, listen, Brad, you know everybody involved here. I'm,
yep,
you know,
pretty
down
much
the hall from Alvin Gentry and Steve Kerr, and Steve Kerr's assistant, Nick Uren, came from the Suns. On the other side, David Griffin, the general manager of Cleveland. So, you know, we have, and actually Steve Nash is coming to the game tonight.
No, and
so
Sean Marion's on the bench. I mean, you know, there's
yeah, right. So there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of Phoenix connections, and a lot of the success here has grown out of people's experience with the Suns.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you. I appreciate your time for a couple of minutes. We'll let you go. Busy time for you. Thanks, Rick.
Great to hear you.
Good to hear from you as well, Rick. Stay in touch. It's Rick Welts for a couple of minutes. When I was thinking of doing this, I called Rick and I went down to his office at the Suns and I said, I've got this idea of, I'm seeing where media is changing in a real big hurry. People aren't reading newspapers. You know, you go into an airport, nobody's holding up a newspaper. People are not watching TV like they used to. You know, we won at 9 o'clock tonight. Yeah, great. The number's like half to three quarters less than it once was of people watching. So I saw that industry dying. But I saw everybody with a phone. And I said, I really believe that's where I need to be. I think we need to just go underwater, reinvent ourselves. And he said, if you've got the passion, if you've got the drive, he put me in touch with a couple of people that are more along the lines of, get yourself really focused from a business end. If you're going to be a CEO, not just some guy talking sports, you got to get after it. And then he left, and he's done terrific up there. And without me talking to him, this doesn't happen. It's just the way I'm going to put it. Sports360AZ.com, AZ Central Sports. Something happened about 20 minutes ago on this show that that is on my mind, and it's those moments. And we're transparent on the show. You guys know that. You've been watching for the last three, 4 years we've grown this. I get a text about right in the middle of Pedro, right at the start of Pedro's segment, that my 10-year-old broke his wrist at Skateland. And my wife is out. My daughter is the one who's there with him. She's teaching like 50 kids. And the whole family's trying to figure this out while I'm doing a show. And I got it figured out. But it's one of those moments where in the last few minutes, you're like, oh, there's something not right with him. That's why. And I'm just being transparent with you about it. It happens. Life happens while we do this. And they'll get it figured out. But it's been an interesting last 20 minutes. I'll just leave it at that. Take a break on the other side. We're going to circle back around over on the Diamondbacks end of things and the trade. I want to talk further about that. Other things going on here in the middle of the day. Big workout for the Suns going on. They've got some heavyweights. They had heavyweights yesterday. They're looking at some big name players. We'll have that next. So this trade that the Diamondbacks made yesterday, and then the news today of Archie Bradley going on the disabled list, let me circle back around on that. On the Diamondbacks, where they are right now in the standings at 25 and 27, take over the next 30 days, okay? Take yourself up until July 3rd, you know, 4th of July weekend, and let's see where they are. They have these four games with the Mets starting tonight. They're going to run into a really good pitcher tonight in Matt Harvey. And the Diamondbacks are going to send a kid to the mound, Robbie Ray, to make his Major League debut. They're very high on Robbie Ray. But they're going to have him make his Major League debut tonight. Next week they have Giants-Dodgers? I do believe. And after next week's up, they're back in the division after this weekend. So next week they're going to have Giants and Dodgers. If they go into a tailspin, that's what everybody's expecting them to do. I tend to think that Tony La Russa and his group are not ones that say, you know what, we're done in the first part of June. I could be wrong on that. They're probably three major league pitchers, big league pitchers away from really making an impact. I don't know what Patrick Corbin is going to bring them when he comes back, but that's going to happen here in the next few weeks. I think if you just analyze this deal top to bottom of Trumbo, it says to me that the organization is still committed to this season. This is not, again, that we're done and we're just going to start selling off parts. They don't have many other parts to sell off, in my opinion. If they want to make a big trade, do they have guys like Aaron Hill, Addison Reed? Do they have a couple of veterans right there that they can make a deal? Sure they could. Could they include one of their outfielders? Absolutely they could. They've got a surplus still of outfielders. Peralta, Inciarte, Pollock, and now Tomas being out there. So they have an extra outfielder they can include in a deal. Do they have any starting pitching that they can include in a trade? Not that I think is overly attractive, not somebody that's going to push the needle. If they were to try to go out and make a big-time move to add somebody of substance to the top of their rotation, I think in the next couple of weeks, that's where you have to make that determination of, you know what, we could be, because there are multiple wild cards, not just wild card. We could make a run for it this year. And they save some money off Trumbo so they could add some money from somewhere else. I've thrown Cole Hamels' name out there over and over and over, and people have said, you're crazy, you don't want to go down that path. I don't know. He's just been blowing everybody away in his last five starts. He's been terrific. That doesn't seem to me, though, to be a Tony La Russa type of move. Eric, as I'm sitting here analyzing all this, are we on the same path, or do you think I'm just really aiming much, much higher than what is realistic?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah.
A little bit of both. I mean, yes, they are technically still in it. Do I think
multiple wild cards again? Multiple wild cards.
Do I think they're going to make the wild card? No.
On June 3rd.
But I don't think if this season plays out the way it has so far, even if they don't make the playoffs, it should be considered a failure, because this is a completely different team.
It should not, or should?
No, this should not be a failure. If they play 500, if they get to your 84 wins and they don't make the postseason, still a great season, considering what we went through the last two seasons, which really, honestly, hasn't been real fun or pretty.
So they haven't addressed the starting pitching at all. And that, to everybody, is the weakness. I mean, that's been the case. Everybody's known that they haven't had pitching at the top. But yet, the TV ratings are really good. Like, people are watching this in big numbers. I don't want to hear this, well, it's summer and there's nothing else on.
Well, and you have the Patrick Corbins that could maybe be back. I mean, I don't know exactly what the timetable is, but they have some people that are lined up that could win some games if Patrick Corbin is the same pitcher he was before he got hurt.
Yeah, and I'm not really counting on him that much, to be honest with you. It's not like I'm looking at Patrick Corbin saying, this is going to be the guy that gets it turned around. It's kind of like Daniel Hudson. Daniel Hudson is better this year than what I was expecting. He's doing more this year than what I was expecting. The other night, you could see it just watching the game that he's throwing BBs, and he's throwing really well.
But his fit has to be in the bullpen, doesn't it?
His fit's got to be, I would say.
You can't take the chance and run him out there, I don't think, and put the wear and tear on the arm.
I agree.
He is very effective in the back half of the bullpen.
I agree. I think to ask Daniel Hudson this year where he is, would they look at him and say, you know what, he could be our closer? Yeah, I do. Is Brad Ziegler doing a nice job coming in? Yeah, he's doing a nice job, but I wouldn't say that he should be the guy. I think he's better served in the role that he's been. Chafin is great. I love seeing him come out of the bullpen. You have a left-handed specialist. How many years have we been screaming that they have nobody in the bullpen that could do anything as a left-handed relief pitcher? And he's been really good. I just think that trading Trumbo, all the negative reaction to this deal, I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't see where, wow, we should have got a lot more for Mark Trumbo. Mark Trumbo has a big hole in the middle of his bat. When he has plate discipline, he's pretty good.
Well, and like Pedro told you about a half hour ago, if they would have waited closer to the deadline, would they have gotten more? Maybe.
Maybe.
But now's the time.
Would they be 15 games back,
maybe? If you're going to go for the second wild card or the first wild card spot, now's the time. They're 2 games under 500, and they're still within striking distance.
Yeah, so tonight, Matt Harvey, what I'm finding with this team is every day I'm into what's going on, and I see the ratings are just phenomenal for them on television. And you've got a Mets team that's not very good on the road. They've lost 9 of 10 on the road. Yeah, you're going to face some really good pitching. But, you know, let yourself go for a little bit and say, okay, if you split these two games and you're still 2 games under, and then you go play the Dodgers and Giants, it's on you. It really is on you. So go into those games with a full deck. And yeah, I'm hearing this, well, the catchers don't know the pitchers. It's really something behind them. I guess, sure, I could see that. But this isn't July 3rd where you're really up against it. You've given yourself some time here that if things work out in the next month, you play 500 ball and you're still 2 games under, you're still in the spot for a wild card. You still are. Sports360AZ.com, AZ Central Sports. We partner with the Arizona Republic. We join you every Monday through Friday. There's plenty of content up on our site, Sports360AZ.com. We appreciate you being with us. I'm Brad Sussmat.